I did not know what I was doing when I started as far as like the legalities of it. I didn't know how a nonprofit ran. I didn't know there was like a board and board members and attorneys. I stepped out on faith.
Choose not to live in a world of filters. Realize your mistakes. Set the foundation for your success. Get some wins. Knucklehead Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of Knucklehead Podcast. You got with you today the Knucklehead Steven, and I'm excited to have somebody all the way out in the great country of South Carolina. We got Miss Amanda Riggin with us, and I want to jump right in and say Amanda Riggin of Hungry Heroes. But for those of you who are listening who recognize the name, you might want to correct me. That's fine. Just save your opinion for yourself and put it in the comment section. Yes, she had a viral video that went crazy. She was a FedEx worker that was delivering a package. And I'm gonna butcher the story, but the reason why we're talking to Amanda is because of the cause that she's associated with, and that is Hungry Heroes. And then in addition to that cause, she's also a Christian. She's very open about her faith here. She's open about the way that she believes, because the way that she believes influences how she behaves, and how she behaves then influences the effect that she has out there in the market. And quite frankly, that's a difficult thing to do in today's day and age when everybody wants to divide folks. We're interested in just having a discussion and a conversation about the difficult times to gain momentum out there in your business or your nonprofit. So Amanda, we thank you for taking some time. How are you doing today?
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Well, for those folks who just know you through 2.5 minutes on YouTube, or maybe who jumped on your Hungry Heroes page and had a chance to visit with you back and forth, because you like to cook, apparently. Is that right? Is that a mischaracterization or is that true?
I like to grill.
You're like, oh, excuse me. See?
I don't like to bake.
I'm already jacking it up. All right, you like to grill. What do you like to grill? What do you like to grill? I mean, besides, you know, picnics and, you know, shoulders.
Barbecue, steak, chicken, ribs. I'm so tired of barbecue, though, because I serve it like twice a week.
Yeah, I can understand that. I can understand that. So what's your go-to? Do you have like an ice cream that you go to instead of barbecue to just try to even things out?
Sometimes I can make pies on the grill too. So I can make anything on the grill. Cookies.
You can't make pies. Are you serious?
Yeah, I really can. They taste
what kind of pies
smoky.
You make on the grill?
I've made blueberry. I've made peach cobbler. It's good.
All right. So I got to back up just a second, and when we'll get into the story here, but you know, the dad in me really wants to hover over the fact that you just said something about cooking something on a pies. So Wreck-It Ralph is kind of a character that my kids love. And so all of a sudden I started thinking about Wreck-It Ralph and that burnt pie. There's a scene. And so I'm thinking that's gotta be Amanda out here serving all these folks. She's got burnt pie along with the barbecue. Is that right?
I haven't done that yet. So don't speak that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, Amanda, talk to people a little bit about how you got started and connected with the cause of wanting to give back to your community. Cause I don't want to put words in your mouth, but for a summary, that's essentially how you got started with Hungry Heroes. Is that right?
Right. Well, so a lot of people didn't know me before the viral video, and they think that this, or they assume this is something I started after that. That's incorrect. I started Hungry Heroes 2018. We had a detective die in York County. There was an ambush. 4 officers got shot. He ended up dying. And my brother is a Marine and a former police officer, and it ripped my heart out seeing our community grieving. I didn't know what to do to help. I was actually on my FedEx route the day of his funeral, and it was in Charlotte. You know, the whole town just like stopped working for the day. Helicopters are videoing it and stuff, and I just pulled over and started crying. I'm like, why am I crying? But it was so moving seeing all of these police cars from Texas, New York, Canada, like rolling out of this church. And I just started crying. And so I was asking the Lord, like, how can I help this community? I've always wanted to serve. I had my daughter when I was very young. I lost out on some chances in life, but now I see why. A lot of people in the community were putting like blue light bulbs on their house to show support, but I wanted to physically do something. And I kept praying. About 3 or 4 days later, the Lord's like, feed them. I'm always grilling. I'm a grill ambassador for a company. And so I called the local police department. I was like, I'm coming to feed your guys this weekend. And I don't think they expected it to be barbecue. Social media, after that, I started posting where we were and what we were doing. And it just kind of blew up from there.
When you say it blew up, let's back up just a sec. One, because It insinuates, first of all, that law enforcement is on their phones, right? It insinuates, first of all, that there's folks on social media as opposed to digging into helping the community and that type of thing, which I think sometimes it gets lost in the sauce sometimes that, you know, these are professionals, but they're also family members. They're brothers, to your point. They're sisters, they're dads. And I'm talking specifically about law enforcement. And they signed up to serve. They signed up to give back to their community and to take care of and provide for their family. So in a way, it creates an opportunity for if somebody's got a problem with the way that they're conducting themselves over a meal, in a way, you actually force the conversation to happen and a human connection. You've established a human connection, whereas sometimes there's this ominous presence that is law enforcement sometimes just because we're not familiar with who they are as individuals.
Right. And now it's like I'm in the brotherhood and I'm not, but I have like 100 new dads and uncles and sisters. I don't know. I think the cool thing about a meal is like a hot meal brings people together. Like sometimes I'll go in at the PD and do it at shift change. So people are rushing to come on work. People are rushing to leave. But literally like you have 8 minutes to stuff your face. Hey, give hugs, be safe. Like a warm meal is always intimate with your family or wherever you are. So it brings everyone together. I don't know. That's the cool part about it. I don't really get to mingle a lot whenever I do it at shift change, but it means a lot to me to see like they got fed that night or had to put it in to-go box and go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so appreciated.
Yeah. There's a police officer here locally where I live and he was doing his job, got hurt in the line of duty. He just got hurt, right? Not life was over anything. Like it just a catastrophic effect. Most people want to minimize it because they get numb to it. And with the 24-hour news cycle, these are folks, these are people with feelings. They're trained, right? And they're trained to serve our communities, but it's difficult to see, to your point, about going through that process of when you're hurt, you can't go and do your job. It's a very difficult thing to do. And sometimes they have to put themselves in harm's way to get the job done. So
right. You're
absolutely right that a warm meal does that. So I gotta ask you, this is Knucklehead Podcast. This is not Let's Make Everybody Feel Good About Themselves Podcast.
No,
so, all right, let's talk about a time when, you know, maybe you used some expired meat during the grilling process or maybe somebody had a violent reaction to something that you were cooking. I'm kidding, kind of. But let's talk a little bit about one of these times where you went there with the intention of doing it, because this is all coming out of your pocket at this point. There's not folks that want to support you. So talk about some of those times where it was difficult to go there and keep a smile on your face and cook at the same time.
Well, yeah, I started this out of my own bank account, which I didn't, I'm a single mom delivering for FedEx. But so I started out with one grill and one Boston butt. Luckily, the agency I started at was small, but I didn't make anyone sick or do anything like that as of yet, praise the Lord. But I was getting burned out, like so burned out because I was doing FedEx Monday through Friday, Hungry Heroes every Saturday and Sunday for months. I mean, probably 6 or 7 months, and I was getting like, why am I doing this? Like, I'm so burnt out. And the Lord was like, keep going, keep going, keep going. But that is a knucklehead story. But I did not know what the hell I was doing when I started, as far as like the legalities of it. I didn't know how a nonprofit ran. I didn't know there was like a board and board members and attorneys. And so, yeah, I stepped out on faith, and I haven't been sued or been to prison yet. So.
Hey, you ever asked yourself why you haven't started a podcast? Well, I already know the reason. So do you. You don't feel like you're tech savvy. You don't feel like you got your message wired tight. And quite frankly, it's all this mystification going on. Quite frankly, our process helps to demystify that. We're push button for podcasts. We're knucklehead. Why knucklehead? Well, we lead with the fact that you don't know what you're doing. We do. We've been there. We've actually been in your shoes. We take your spoken voice. We literally give a human voice to your website. You want to bring dead leads to life? Well, then you need to talk to Knucklehead. Essentially, what we're going to do is we're going to take you through our process, and we're going to help take your human voice and increase the process for you going from dead leads to life. How do I do that? Well, you essentially just take your human voice, put it in a directory, and let people consume more of you. Give your audience the ability to Netflix on you. They want to binge watch you. They want to binge listen. Give them the ability to take your voice along on that commute with them. So, you can get in touch with us, Steven at Knucklehead Podcasts, or if you got a really cool story, stories at Knucklehead Podcasts. You can find us on LinkedIn and on Facebook at Knucklehead Promotions LLC and get in touch with us. Don't be a beta about the process. Don't let the fact that you don't know prevent you from getting some wins. So don't be a beta, get some wins and contact us today. See ya.
Isn't it crazy how when you put yourself out there like that, you put your neck out on the line, so to speak, for lack of a better term, how that uncomfortableness never really goes away until you're on the other side of it. You start to get some questions answered, and that fog starts to get cleared a little bit, and folks that are now part of your team can actually help to ease your pain, so to speak, as opposed to give you indigestion.
That was rough. And like every time I would go talk to the attorney, it's like they're just talking Spanish. And I'm like, I have no idea what this means. Like it was rough. I just got
Amanda. Amanda, they call that South Carolinian language.
Oh, it's not.
I'm just messing with you. For those folks that are listening that are in South Carolina, we love you guys. Those of you who are in Texas, you realize those are fighting words, right?
You got to say go Gamecocks at least once.
You know what? I used to wear one of those hats back whenever I was in high school because I've always been a knucklehead, if you know what I mean. All right. So, Amanda, we got to ask you, first of all, you said something about your brother being a Marine. How many people have connected with you that you've kind of struck a vein or you've hit a nerve with them where they no longer are just kind of in support of your cause? They're like, she's taking care of us, so we want to take care of her. I mean, who's reached out to you that's been supportive of you?
As far as like companies and brands?
Or people. I mean, people.
Yeah,
I'm curious because sometimes in today's world, and the reason why I want to call this out is in today's society, not everybody's jumping to go support law enforcement, right? There's this message that's out there that, you know, we need to push against those who are simply just enforcing the laws that we all voted folks in there to go and put these laws in motion. You don't have to agree with it. However, these are people who support you. You know what I mean?
Right. Whether you support them or not, that's the sad thing. But my team around Hunger Heroes now, I didn't know them a year ago. Brandy, Sean, Allison, everyone who is like key members of the board and keeps my head on straight. And I did not know them. So it's cool how the networking and the assigned meetings have come in place, and companies Traeger, Wood Pellet Grills, Reload, Rubs and Spices. They're like a veteran police, like pro police company.
Yeah.
They send us everything we need. It's just, yeah, a year ago, I never would have saw this. Like, I literally started this just to give back to my community that was grieving. And if it never would have grown past York County, cool. But I never saw this coming at all. So going from delivering full-time, struggling, using my own money to serve others, to a full board of members, flying other places. I don't know. It's all in the Lord's time.
Well, I think it's important. Again, this is Knucklehead Podcast. So for those folks who are listening who have seen the effect of a viral video and have that as in terms of an aspiration, they see social media. And quite frankly, you see all the filters in social. You don't see the stories behind the scenes or connect with the fact that she just talked about being a single mom, using money that she had in her bank account to get this cause started, not she wanted to be able to have a viral video to go get this cause going. It's interesting in today's world how people cannot connect with the struggle associated with actually going and getting a cause up off the ground. Similar to what you're talking about. I mean, you said it yourself, you were going through kind of burnout, with no pun intended with being the grills, but you know, you were going through burnout and it was difficult to deal with this. So where is this going now? I mean, we've got, you're talking about York County, South Carolina, but where is this now? Where has it grown to and where is it going?
So we've been in Missouri, Indiana. We had a dirt track race. We had a dirt track car wrapped in Hunger Heroes. Flew down to Austin, Lakeway. We now have dates. I'm coming back to Texas soon. So now we've put together like a brand new website. We have new apparel, and that stuff's legit too. We have new apparel coming out, which always 100% goes back into the mission. But so yeah, we're nationwide. We've gotten contacts and flights covered, and it's cool. Like just on social media, letting people know like what we need to do to get where they are. Usually my housing is covered, my food's covered, flights are covered. That's so awesome. I wouldn't be able to continue doing this without feedback and stuff like that.
Well, it's interesting because you just talk about some of the, you know, some of the things that you didn't know, right? Whenever you got started, it's termed a knucklehead moment for that reason, right? Because you just don't know what you don't know until you need to know it. And then you surround yourself with folks who have different answers than what you do. And you try to continue to put your best foot forward, trying to make the best decisions possible. And what you've done is you've also connected with something emotional. And then when I say emotional, folks that see you, they get activated because they believe in that cause, right? And there's folks that you just want to feed those that are serving you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I think that the simplicity in that is very pure. That's something that I can get behind. So something we haven't talked about a whole lot is this viral video. I just want to touch on this and then we can wrap with some information that you can give to folks. What's changed about how you interact with people on social? Because you went from probably just a few likes on a post to now you've got millions of people who are familiar with you hugging somebody who's going through a really rough time.
I've always strived to live that way, though, not even because on video, but in general. Can I give you a little bit of background?
Please.
Real quick. Okay, so I wasn't raised in church. A lot of people who see that video think I'm some like Bible thumper. I'm not. I wasn't raised in church. About 4 years ago, I started going because I was going through a rough time. And I went by myself, which is super intimidating. I don't even know how to say half the words in the Bible, right? I got saved one of my first missions trip to Ecuador and gave my first testimony. I mean, I was just scared. I wouldn't even talk in front of people. But anyway, I wasn't confident enough to even pray out loud. So long story short, 3 years on the road, I'm still trying to live that way. I don't go to church every Sunday. I cuss, you know what I mean? I drink a little bit of beer, but at the end of the day, I'm human. And I feel like what's important is the relationship between me and the Lord and not the relationship between me and Facebook or Instagram or people's opinions. So the day that I turned around and hugged that lady, it is nothing different of what I always do. I posted it because I used to have a YouTube channel where I would post my walk with Christ. So every day it was called Mirror Time and I would look in the mirror at myself. And anyway, it got pretty big. And so I hadn't posted a video in a couple of years. And that day I was so moved by what had happened. I had to post that. And I had no idea how it was going to grow. But the one cool thing that ties us together for people listening, back in September of last year, I had an opportunity with a company who wanted to kind of use Hungry Heroes in my face, which is a big deal to someone who's always been struggling financially and single mom. And I kind of turned it down and I was like, Lord, I don't like, this is mine. Like I created this. So anyway, the Lord's like, next year is your year. Next year is your year. January 3rd in 2019, I prayed for that lady. And there was my year. That's the audience I needed, the eyes to see everything. So yeah, Hungry Heroes was well before the viral video.
Well, that's important to understand that there's not a difference between the cause, you being obedient, right? You being obedient to the way that you were led and those that, I mean, honestly, if you think about it from a police officer's perspective, how many people do they have coming up trying to feed them? They're probably not inundated with a bunch of requests for people to give back to them. It may happen, right? And there's probably some well-publicized incidents where I'm incorrect and folks wanting to give back. But the reason why I'm calling that out is you just were trying to get better every day. And right. In the process of you wanting to get better every day because you want to be the best you can for your daughter. How old is your daughter, by the way?
You're not going to believe me.
Oh, really?
She's 14 on Monday.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay. Well, happy birthday.
The Lord bless me with some good genes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's what I tell my wife all the time. I'm like, you know how fortunate you are? My goodness gracious. And she rolls her eyes and walks the other way. So that's funny.
That's hilarious.
But we've been married now. That's cool. We'll be married. This will be 13 years in November. So I'm excited. We've got two boys, 5 and 8. It's crazy hearing the experiences going from in your walk every day trying to get better to now everybody else has the ability to kind of take a peek at that,
right?
Post an incident and have an opinion about it, which is fine. As America, you got First Amendment, right? You can share your opinion. That's fine. Doesn't necessarily change or influence what you're doing unless they want to support you. Right.
Yeah. So it's like 95% positive.
Good. Well, even if it wasn't, the whole point is before you had an audience, to your point, you were doing what you were doing because you felt like that was what you were called to do.
Yep, slaving away. A cool story real quick about my daughter. So when I first started Hungry Heroes, I was still at FedEx Monday through Friday, right? Modern day Santa. So we had an event in Columbia, South Carolina, which is one of the biggest ones we had done thus far. It was for the Army National Guard down there. I forget how many. It was 100 and something soldiers. But I made the barbecue the day before. My mom and my daughter took it down. It's like an hour away from where we live. Took it down there to feed them that day. And then so my mom FaceTimes me. And so after all the soldiers and stuff make their plates and sit down, she stands up in front of all of them with a jar. And she's talking and she's giving my whole story to them. Why I couldn't be there and why she's standing in my place. They stood up and gave her like a standing ovation. And I just literally pulled over and cried. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm going to give you the tip jar every time we go somewhere. But it's what I'm trying to say is it's brought my entire family together. Like I said, I wasn't raised in church. I now hear my dad pray. My whole team of us grilling, it's all my family, my mom, dad, my brother, which you would have never really seen us do that years ago. I mean, we would never really get together like that. So it's brought everyone together. And it's when the Bible says when you are blessed, your family is blessed, that's true. So.
No, you're a living testimony for that. That's what's important is now you're going forward. Your daughter's going to be able to communicate that story to somebody who challenges her, right? It's a physical, real life example that she's had the ability to go through. And those close to her have been able to witness that same thing. So it affects more. What's cool about that is it affects more than just you and your current generation. That's what I love about stories like this. All right. This is where you're going to want to be very specific. How can people go and find you? How can people go and support your cause and tell people where you're going to be at if they want to come out and say, hey?
Awesome. Yes. So we have a website. It's hungryheroesbbq@gmail.com. I'm also active all the time on Facebook and social media. I have a personal, well, it's public page, Amanda Riggin. We have a Hungry Heroes page, Instagram and Facebook. All donations, 100% goes right back into the mission. All sales of apparel, stuff like that, goes right back into the mission. So we couldn't do this without, as we live on that. So, well, I don't live on that. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah, the organization. The organization does. I understand what you mean. Well, there are folks like myself who spend some time in the Corps who like to eat crayons. So we have to spell this out for folks. Hungry is spelled H-U-N-G-R-Y. And then Heroes, H-E-R-O-E-S, B-B-Q.
E-S.
All right, E-S. All right. So for those of you who are out there who are listening, who are driving, write that down. Go visit a little bit later. Amanda told you you can get in touch with her on Instagram, on Facebook. Support the cause. Where are you going to be at next? Where's the next event for Hungry Heroes?
October 26th, it'll be here where I live in Rock Hill at a local brewery, Slow Play, and the proceeds from the beer sales go back to us, and we're actually selling barbecue plates. Most people come out for the apparel, though, so it's super popar. The barbecue and the apparel.
Can you turn your hat around for those who are watching on YouTube? Let's check out this guy. Oh, wow.
But if you're listening and you look on our website today, it'll be completely different tomorrow. The new website launches tomorrow, all the new hoodies and shirts and stuff like that, so it'll look better.
Very cool. Well, what a difference a year and a team makes, right?
Right.
You can get behind your cause and help put some wind beneath your sails. Amanda, we appreciate you taking some time. Anything else that you want to leave these folks with before we wrap?
Thanks for the support. And always move your feet. So if you've watched my video, you know that's what I say. And that's kind of like what I'm known by now. Everybody's like, I moved from my feet. So anytime you feel the need to do something, yeah, move ahead. You have nothing to lose.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Well, there you go. We appreciate you taking some time. Amanda Riggin, Hungry Heroes, hungryheroesbbq.com. She just told you how to get in touch with her. Supportive cause, incredible cause. As you see those cherries pop on behind you, be thankful that somebody like Amanda just fed that belly so they could talk with you a little bit about maybe giving you a warning as opposed to a ticket. So anyway, we're going to throw that out there. If you like listening to Knucklehead Podcast, we got new episodes coming at you every Tuesday. Remember, we encourage you, don't be a beta about the process, right? Don't necessarily be a follower unless you're learning at this point. You got to be willing to go out there and get your nose bloodied and your knee scraped, similar to what Amanda was talking about here today. Everything was going differently than what she originally anticipated. All these legalities and walls started crashing in, but you know what? She started to figure it out. She started to go out there and get some wins. That's our philosophy. Go out and get you some wins. Don't be a beta about the process and go and make it happen. So you can listen to us on Podbean, on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify. Tune in. If you want to tell Alexa, you know what? Tell Alexa, I want to listen to Knucklehead Podcast. And guess what? You get to hear this silky smooth voice named Stephen and Amanda coming at you. So we appreciate you guys. We appreciate you, Amanda. And
thank you.
Have a good rest of the week, guys. See you.